I'm talking with Heather and Brady Burke and Katie, owners of the Enterprise Computing Systems here in Los Alamos, and participants in the Next Big Idea. Good morning, and thank you for joining us here on KRSN.
Hello.
Hi.
Good morning.
How long have you guys been in the community? Because I can remember you for several years. I mean, you've been at this a bit now as Enterprise Computing Systems.
We have. We've been a corporate entity in Los Alamos since 2008, and we've been actually been providing computer support since 95 as Pinion PC support. And then in 2008, we merged the companies and created the single entity.
And so what all kinds of services do you provide the public here?
At a very basic level, we provide computer repair and support, consulting and purchases. But on a larger scale, we provide servers, websites, web hosting services, email systems, corporate networks. In addition, we have an offshoot company called ECS Medical Billing, where we also provide medical billing services for doctors and dentists in the Los Alamos and Santa Fe area.
That seems to make you busy. So I could come to you if my computer didn't work right.
Correct.
I could come to you to help me figure out how to buy the next computer I own because I need something bigger, better, different.
Right. And we'll actually spend a lot of time talking to you about what it is that you're trying to accomplish with your computer or how you want to use it so that we can make the best recommendation based on that. Versus you going down to Best Buy or Office Depot or one of these other convenient places than just buy something off the shelf that would probably do well for most purposes. But we really try to have a more hands-on involved approach with your selection.
And once if I'm in business, I heard website development, so I could come to you and say, "Hi, I'm Flowers by Gillian." And you could help me create a new website.
We could. We could. And we've done that for a lot of businesses in Los Alamos and in the surrounding area. Bed and breakfasts, small businesses, artists, businesses.
KRSN. So, do you have daily hours? Where are you located? How would I take advantage of this great stuff?
If you're from Los Alamos and you know where the Alpine Laser Dental Building is, that's where we are. We're on the bottom floor of that, so you don't have to lug your computer upstairs. We are at 3491 Trinity Drive. If you've never seen the Alpine Laser Dental Building, they've got that great big electronic sign out in front. And we've been there for a couple of years now.
So can I drop by? Do I need an appointment? Should I call you?
Give us a call. You know, a lot of times the staff will have a quick answer for you. That will give you over the phone, just say, "Oh yeah, do this. Frequently, if it's Windows, reboot your machine. otherwise, just bring it on in. We'll do an assessment on it. We do charge to assess problems with your computer, but if you have us do the work on it, we'll go ahead and just deduct that off of the repair price on the work that we do.
Okay, so what's your phone number?
We're at 662-5450.
And you're in the Alpine Dental Building.
Correct.
And you can stop by or you can call for an appointment. I'm talking with Heather and Brady Burke, owners of Enterprise Computing Systems. And obviously, you are a local business up on Trinity. Mm-hmm. And you're also in the Next Big Idea. This is the KRSN Morning Show. What are you going to be doing at the Next Big Idea?
Well, the first thing we're going to do is Enterprise Computing Systems is going to be providing the wireless services at the Next Big Idea. We do this sort of as a pro bono service, as a community service. And we're also going to have a booth there, so we'll be present as well as providing those additional services. Maybe it'll be good that we're there in case something breaks. Bring your computer on by, we'll be there.
Laptops only that day, please.
Yeah.
But I also understand you're introducing a new gadget or... You've got something new that sounds really cool, and it's, what is it?
It's called the Telekin computer, and it is an all-in-one computer, meaning the computer is integral with the monitor. It's a touch screen, and it is not Windows or Mac or Linux or Unix. It is their own operating system that is touch screen and very user-friendly for novices and seniors who don't want to get involved into the depths of what the heck do I do with Windows. And there's a button for email, there's a button for web, and it plays DVDs, plays web videos, does everything you want to do with email and web, and news sites and streaming and things like that. It's an easy-to-use computer.
Touch screen, does it have, like, big buttons and all?
Is
it easy to use? What size is that?
There's 18-inch and 20-inch. I've sold a 20-inch in town, and I'm demoing the 18-inch at the booth on the next big event, Idea Day.
And it really is for somebody who just wants to talk to their grandkids, get online to the shopping network, and none of this other rigmarole that is a potential. Does it do apps?
No, it's got built-in pretty much 90% of what you would need for basic web, email, and word processing. It will take printers, so you can print out what you write. And the ease of use in that everything's in front of you. You don't have to remember, I have to go to start, I have to go to all programs, I have to go here to find what I need to do. It's in front of you as a button. You can use a mouse or you can touch the screen.
Well, it does seem like it'd be just the thing for people who are struggling to get there but really don't care that much.
It's like those phones that are not the smartphones, but they'll let you call and they'll let you send basic and receive basic texts. It's like that.
Yeah, and really, that's a lot of what people need.
Right, just the basics.
Yeah.
Just the basics.
And so why do you need to have Wi-Fi all through the next big idea? Are they doing something? What does that mean?
It's wireless communication for people that will have laptops as part of their demonstrations at the next big idea. And so rather than running wires across the grass and having people tripping over things and trying to provide electricity out to a lot of those places, we're going to go ahead and have wireless internet connectivity for the participants in the next big idea. So the different booths where they're going to be demonstrating things or having you do things or referencing their websites, those things will be on display and they'll be going through our service.
How interesting. Because, I mean, you normally go and they're using their minutes or whatever if they have something going on. And this way they don't have to.
That's correct. And the Suzanne Fox. Suzette Fox, my mistake, has asked us to go ahead and provide this as a service. And we've done it previously as a sponsor of the Next Big Idea.
Yeah, well, it just seems like it makes it really, really convenient.
Mm-hmm. It does.
Do you happen to know where your booth is going to be at the next big idea besides Fuller Lodge Lawn?
Fuller Lodge Lawn is where I've requested so that we are in our wireless and electrical, because not all the booths are electrified, but it looks like the wireless is also going to reach down in front of Origami for booths there. So somewhere in that general neighborhood.
And what are their hours?
I think it's 11 to 2.
I think so, too. I think it's like 11 to 2 or 11 to 3. It starts at 11.
Yeah.
So show up then, and don't have to worry about it.
Got it.
If you want to test your wireless, show up the day before.
You can sit on that bench and see what happens.
And the wireless as well will allow people that are the attendees to use the wireless as well. It's not going to be limited to just the booth owners. So if you've got your cell phone or you've got a laptop or an iPad that you want to use while you're there at the event, you can hop on the wireless as well.
That way, if you saw something really cool, you could put it on your own computer and bookmark it or, you know, save it as a favorite or something and,
correct.
Review it later.
I think we've been notified that a couple of the vendors actually want to be signing people up for their services using that internet access, too. So, definite need.
The world keeps moving on in a hurry. Did I leave anything out this morning that we should mention of Enterprise Computing Systems or what you're doing at the next big idea?
Well, just the medical billing that we had originally talked about, and it's really it's a big idea for Los Alamos because there aren't commercial medical and dental billing services in Los Alamos. A lot of the businesses, the doctors, and the providers that we deal with have previously worked with these large national corporations that operate out of the Midwest or the East Coast, and so if they ever have a problem with something, they have to get a hold of them during their business hours and figure it out over the phone and talk to a tech support person. And as a medical billing service in Los Alamos, we're available all the time. And so we work all the time. All the staff is in Los Alamos and White Rock. And if you have a problem with the service, you call us up and we come to your office and talk to you.
So you've taken something that they've had to use a service from somewhere else and brought it down to a local level.
Correct. And we've been doing this for a couple of years now.
And medical billing. I know when I get my receipt, it's a nightmare. does that make the service a unique process too?
It really is. The people that we have doing the medical billing are certified in this in medical coding and medical billing. We also have a certified medical records auditor on our staff. And when the doctors perform, when they have a visit with a patient, from that point, after the visit ends, the whole process of submitting the doctor's bills to the insurance company and finding out how much the doctor gets paid and then how much becomes the patient responsibility and then the follow-up on that is really the service that we provide, which is different than, say, having an accountant who sends out an invoice once a month for your services. We really have to take a look at the work that the doctor's done. We interact with the doctor and find out the best codes that represent the work that they've done so that they can get the proper amount of money they're entitled to from the insurance company. So it's really an evaluation service as well as data entry and follow-up and customer interaction.
That sounds like quite the project to take on, actually. Was it extensive training, or is it, here's your huge list of all your codes for all the doctoral procedures, and you plug it all in and out it comes? Or was it extensive training to get everybody certified and everything? It sounds like kind of a challenge.
It really is, and I'm not certified in it, and sometimes I help out the staff with just scanning things in and making sure their computers work, but the people that are doing the coding and the billing and following up with the insurance company have to know a lot of stuff, and they've gone through a lot of training, and they've been exposed and experienced with a lot of different types of medical specialties so that they can provide proper coding on the work that the doctors do.
That's yet another language.
It really is. It is. And to sit in a room and listen to these people talk about stuff, it blows my mind.
Oh, I believe it. But you do have local people doing this also. You're not farming it out to somewhere else. These are actually jobs you guys created here for our community, unrelated to the laboratory.
Unrelated.
In two companies.
Well, and it's interesting because we've been providing computer and network support for so many of the medical practices in Los Alamos for so long that at one point one of the practices asked us if we would do medical billing for them, given that there was such a tight integration between the computer services and the coding process and the electronic submissions and a level of technology that the doctors themselves really didn't want to have to get involved in. We also do cleaning up of accounts receivables for these practices that have had other companies doing medical billing for them. And the doctors will know this. When they take a look at their accounts receivable, assuming anyone puts that report in front of them, they'll find a whole bunch of money due to them from the insurance companies in the first 30 days, and they see a gigantic amount of money sitting out there past 120 days waiting to be pursued. And a lot of these billing companies go after the low-hanging fruit. They grab the big dollars that come in, and they just start skipping the details. And so a lot of that money floats out and becomes uncollectible after a long period of time. And we really focus on cleaning that up, either as a separate service or as part of us doing the medical billing.
Well, it sounds like you're providing a really excellent service to the doctors and dentists, orthodontists.
Mm-hmm. And pretty much anybody. We're doing physical therapists. We're doing psychiatric support. We're doing, we've done OBGYN. We've done urology. We've just a slew of them. And I know some of the doctors are going to go, well, you really don't know what my practice does. But in fact, we don't need to know a lot of what your practice does. We know how. We just need to know the codes that you use for your practice and how to get them through the system. And we take that load off the doctors so that they can focus on doing the medical stuff and we take care of handling the money flow.
Well, we do all like money flow. So once again, you guys are Heather and Brady Burke, owners of the Enterprise Computing Systems right here in Los Alamos, and you are participating in the Next Big Idea in a variety of ways, which is on Saturday, September 14th, as in next Saturday. And of course, we invite everybody to show up, use your Wi-Fi, and check out the Telekin computer and see what all everyone has to offer, including you guys. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you for having us.